Okay, as always, we are so glad you are with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time now to head to San Antonio. We're going to hit the hardwood for some NBA news and notes, specifically with the San Antonio Spurs. We're delighted to have back with us tonight from Project Spurs. That is Jeff Garcia, and I'm sure he is still riding high after his Spurs won it all in 2014. How are you, Jeff?
I am doing wonderful. Thanks again for having me on.
Well, I'm very anxious for the start of the NBA season. I know we're still in the month of August, and it's still a while out, but the Raiders are a viable option and perhaps a new destination in San Antonio.
Yeah, that was a huge topic in this offseason right now. It kind of, you know, was pretty much getting all fans in San Antonio, just sports fans in general in San Antonio, pretty excited. But it was a very polarizing topic. It was split right down the middle. You have one side of the San Antonio fan base saying, yes, let's do it. This is awesome. The city deserves to have a second professional team. Then you had another slice of the population of sports fans in San Antonio saying, it'll never happen. Why are we doing this again? This is not the first time we've gone around through this. There was a time where Red McCombs, the former owner of the San Antonio Spurs, who was at one point the owner of the Vikings, he had mentioned that he was going to move the Vikings to San Antonio. That never panned out. Then you had the hurricane that devastated New Orleans, and the Saints were playing in San Antonio for some time. And the owner there, Benson, he also owns, you know, lots of companies in San Antonio, and he threatened to move the Saints to San Antonio. It never happened. So it was a very polarizing topic. And the feel right now in San Antonio is that it has calmed down. A lot of the buzz, a lot of the talk has simmered. Now it's just kind of more of a thing where, well, maybe until next time, that's what the feeling is now.
Project Spurs co-founder and editor Jeff Garcia is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And your name dropping a bit when you talk about Red McCombs. And I remember in one of our recent interviews and conversations, I specifically asked him that, you know, if there would ever be a day that we might see an NFL franchise in San Antonio. And his words to me were, Elissa, this is a definite possibility. It's a great opportunity. I mean, it's hard to find an NFL team for sale. And if there's a chance to buy, you know, hey, go for it.
No, that's absolutely correct. Yes, go for it. But then again, you look at the city of San Antonio and the facilities that an NFL team would need. You have the Alamo Dome, and it's very aged. Right now, it is just a home of the local university football team, the UTSA Roadrunners, but that's not going to cut it for an NFL brand, an NFL franchise. Renovations will need to come. Who's going to foot the bill? Is it another tax on the citizens of the city of San Antonio? You know, who knows? You also got the fact, too, is this. You got San Antonio competing against a major force on the West Coast, and that being the city of Los Angeles. You know, what if they throw their hat in there? What if they want to bring back the Raiders? San Antonio's market is what's in the late 30s as far as viewership. L.A. is L.A. We all know that they dominate. Yeah, and plus, too, they're already in California. You know, the move wouldn't be too far. So, again, it's just a very polarizing topic here in San Antonio. And right now, the focus has shifted to their minor league arena football team. And that should tell you a lot right now what's going on with the NFL talk in San Antonio, how much it's cooled.
Well, from what I've heard, too, what your new San Antonio mayor, Ivy Taylor, I mean, she certainly is a visionary. She said the city should not be dismissed, that this is a legitimate relocation and an option for the Oakland Raiders.
No, it really was. And a lot of the talk initially was that the San Antonio Spurs were pretty much all against bringing another pro franchise into San Antonio. You know, that was going to eat into their market, eat into their dominance. You know, split the fan base, you know, split the almighty dollar between two franchises. But lo and behold, some records were revealed and made public in San Antonio where it showed quite the opposite, that the Spurs were on board, that they were doing whatever they can do to bring an NFL franchise to the city of San Antonio. So, yeah, I mean, when you have the backing of the Spurs, a championship franchise back in the city of San Antonio, like for example, the mayor, you know, just that increases the chances of the Raiders coming to San Antonio. But again, it's been very quiet lately. There hasn't been any buzz. Has there been anything going on? At one point, it reached a crescendo where that's all it was discussed on local TV, local sports radio, local news radio, and it pretty much has stopped. So I don't know if that's a sign of, well, you know, San Antonio ain't going to happen, but it's still not an answer. It's still not a definite no. Will there be another franchise, sports franchise in San Antonio aside from the Spurs? I think so. It's a lofty goal to get the NFL over here, but I can definitely see the city of San Antonio trying to get an MLS franchise, soccer franchise first over an NFL team.
Well, I have to wonder, you know, just how serious these conversations are. And I have to ask you this too, Jeff. I mean, do you think the Raiders perhaps that they could be just simply using San Antonio to get a better deal with the stadium back in Cali?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, leverage. The whole leverage. I mean, San Antonio has been used as leverage not only in the NFL side, but also on the MLB side. There was a moment in San Antonio history where the Marlins threatened to leave Miami or Florida and then come to San Antonio. There's been also rumblings in the past that MLS teams were threatening to come to San Antonio. So it always seems the city of San Antonio is always used as a leverage. But if anything, I guess the silver lining in all this is that if they're using the city of San Antonio as leverage, then the chances of another pro team coming to San Antonio seems to be very high. Will it happen? I believe so. What branch will it be? MLS, MLB, NFL? Who knows? But if you have to rank them, I would definitely say NFL is the top priority. MLS, MLB. Only MLB is last because city doesn't have the facilities for an MLB team.
Our good friend from Project Spurs, Jeff Garcia, is joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and we want to hear from you. You join us on Twitter right now. Connect with us at E Radio Sports. And speaking of the Spurs, let's talk about what has been going on in the offseason. They've had some savvy moves and a very nice pickup, a guy that I perhaps thought flew a little bit under the radar. Tell me about Kyle Anderson. I understand he's got a very high hoops IQ and that he could be just a beautiful fit into this system because they're bringing everybody back.
Either he is the next coming of Nostradamus or he just had that good feeling because months and months and months before he even was drafted by the San Antonio Spurs, he had spoke to a bunch of kids saying that his dream would one day to be a San Antonio Spur. Lo and behold, it happened. Talk about getting the right player to fit into the system.
Yeah.
His IQ is off the chart. He is Doris Diaw version 2.0. He can pass out of the post. He can pass on the wing. He can create his own shot. He's young. He's very lacking on athleticism, but he makes up for it in smart plays, smart passing, efficient scoring. Now, his play at the Summer League was kind of suspect, but then again, let's just remind people, Greg Ostertag dominated Tim Duncan when Tim Duncan played as a rookie in the Summer League. So I take it for a grain of salt how he played in the Summer League.
Hey, Jeff Garcia is with us at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And another point I want to follow up on is, you know, he could be that impact player, but the Spurs, they really need some fresh legs and some fresh hops because they've got this veteran team. They got to infuse it with some youth.
That they do. You know, Kawhi Leonard is an emerging star. You have Patty Mills, who's still relatively young. Tony Parker is entering his prime, but not already in it. But you got to look at Manu Ginobili and Tim Duncan. Let's start off with Manu Ginobili. He just can't give it a go for Team Argentina at the upcoming FIBA World Cup in Spain. He tried and tried and tried. The injuries just wouldn't heal. He was playing on a bum leg. You know, the Spurs pretty much told him, no, you're not going to play. So there's that, and it looks like his time playing at a high level is pretty much over. You might get the occasional flashbacks heading into next year of vintage Manu, but those days are long and past. Tim Duncan, this guy found the views. I think he picked up where Ponce de Leon left off. I'm never going to count him out as long as he's on the court. Last season, he put in double-doubles. He was a driving force for the Spurs, still anchoring the defense. I don't count him out until he says he is done. And so far, he doesn't look like father. So far, it looks like more like father age zero, father time zero, Tim Duncan one. That's what it really looks like to me. And then, of course, you know, you got the other peripheral players, Matt Bonner, who's coming back. You know, they do have the one roster spot open. Many think they may offer it to Aaron Baines, but there have been rumors that Aaron Baines is being enticed and courted by teams from overseas. Knowing the Spurs, and they'll probably leave that roster spot open to see what shakes out during the free agency period or if players get waived after the trade deadline.
Okay, Jeff Garcia has been with us tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. He is with Project Spurs. You can go to projectspurs.com, and we didn't even get a chance to talk in about the historic hiring of Becky Hammon. I promise that will be at the forefront of our next conversation. Talk to you soon. Thank you, Jeff.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR. Join us at Twitter, @eRadioSports. We will be right back.